What is the female G-spot and how can it be stimulated? This is the interesting subject that we are going to present to you in the beginning of our podcast. The Kama Sutra offers many different methods of penetration that are worth exploring. For now, we suggest one method that we consider priceless. A Taoist method of penetration, 9 superficial moves and 1 deep move. Many believe that in Tantra we practice group sex and magic, and for many, Tantra represents just another weird sexual practice and nothing more. In fact, in Tantra, love is much more important than sex, and lovemaking without love is not encouraged. So, stay tuned to discover more about the true connection between Tantra and sexuality. Towards the end of the podcast, we shall perform a meditation with the theme, The State of Divine Happiness. Our yogi hosts, Amaris, Valentino and Tiger Lily, will keep you company.
This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. Lovemaking and the G-spot. What is the G-spot? Until the 1970s, very few experts were aware of an area in men or women that, if correctly stimulated, produced exquisite sexual sensations and often an orgasm. This area has come to be known as the G-spot after Ernest Graffenberg, the German gynecologist who discovered it in the 1940s. Every woman has a G-spot, and every woman can get a pleasant feeling when their front vaginal wall is caressed. If the G-spot exists, what is it? There is little doubt that the urinary passage or urethra of a woman has both urinary and sexual functions. Although the opening is just above the vaginal one, as any woman can easily see if she looks in a mirror, the whole length of the urethra runs beside the front vaginal wall. Some researchers have conclusively shown that the urethra is surrounded by little glands. When a woman starts to become sexually aroused, these glands swell up with fluid and the whole area fills with blood. For both sexes, sexual arousal determines that the pelvic organs swell with blood. In a man, this produces an erection which is obvious and visible, but in a woman, much of the erection occurs inside her body. Her clitoris swells, rather like a man's penis, and her vulva becomes enlarged, so that the major increase of blood flow and tissue swelling occurs inside her, unseen. Stimulating her G-spot. There are methods and lovemaking positions that increase a man's chance of finding the G-spot. Here they are. Number 1. The woman has to lie face down on the bed with 2 pillows underneath her hips, so that her bottom is slightly up in the air and her legs are apart. Then the man can gently insert 2 fingers palm down and stroke the front vaginal wall. Number 2. The woman on top position. When the woman is on top, she can angle her body so that the penis stimulates just the right spot. She can also caress her clitoris to amplify her pleasure. Number 3. The rear entry position. By making love in the rear entry position, the man can angle his entry to stimulate her front vaginal wall. By experimenting with different positions, a couple can decide what angle is best to find and stimulate the woman's G-spot. Nine superficial moves and a deep one. Kama Sutra offers many different methods of penetration that are worth being taken into consideration. For now, we suggest one that we consider priceless, a Taoist method. This method is based on the number 9, a number with a special magical meaning, which is considered capable of releasing yang energy if it is used in certain proceedings. This method consists in penetrating deeply once and 9 times quickly. The one deep penetration forces the air to leave the vagina and creates a vacuum. Don't get out completely because the air would get back in. Also, keep in mind that the entrance of the vagina is extremely sensitive. 9 superficial penetrations and a deep one create an erotic rhythm that will please your loved one very much. The vacuum has got a huge effect as well. It generates the desire and the need to be filled, of completion, not only energetically but also physically. During the pause, the ardent desire to come back and meet again develops. The deep penetration increases this desire. You will fulfill this desire and then you will stimulate it again. At approximately 2.5 centimeters from the entrance, inside the vagina, on the upper vaginal wall, there is the most sensitive zone of a woman, the famous G-spot. There are numerous nerve systems and nadis connected to this point, and they spread into her entire body. There are 9 complete sets of 9 superficial penetrations and a deep one in order to make a cycle that can release extremely powerful energies into both lovers, who will start to feel unique states of expanded consciousness. After every deep penetration, kiss your lover intensely so that her saliva, that has very much yin energy at this point, becomes mingled with yours. This way, you partake of this energy and stimulate your yang energy at the same time. You will experience extremely intense pleasure, but you will have to maintain permanent control of your sexual energy so that you can avoid ejaculation. Do not hurry at all during intercourse because the woman reaches her orgasm harder than the man. The one who doesn't know that can't make his lover happy. If you are too fast, the pleasure stream will not have enough time to get through the entire bioenergetic field, and the sensation will remain at the genital level only. Every penetration is a sacred act, a revelation of sorts. The woman wakes up erotically according to her mysterious internal energetic cycle. A quick withdrawal after a slow penetration can cause sensations that are full of pleasure. But don't try to get out all the time. Move easily, especially inside the vagina. This motion, along with the woman's physical response, will allow the penis to maintain a strong contact with the clitoris, which is another powerful erogenous zone for the woman. So feel free to explore with patience and tenderness all the erogenous zones of your woman.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Tantra versus sexuality. Tantra has been the target of a lot of misconceptions in the last century. Imported from India into the Western world, it was quite difficult to present it in its true spirit because of the cultural differences and also because of its somehow confusing exterior aspects. Many believe that Tantra has a lot to do with group sex and magic, and to many, Tantra represents just another weird sexual practice and nothing more. In fact, they couldn't be further from the truth, and they have no idea what they are missing. It is true that some tantric practices involve lovemaking, but lovemaking is not the only goal of Tantra, and it is not its finality. In fact, in Tantra, love is much more important than sex, and lovemaking without love is not tolerated within Tantra. An ancient tantric maxim says that what makes others fall because of their lack of self-control can make the tantric advance on his spiritual path. What is for some people a vice, the tantric can turn into a virtue. Lovemaking was banished by many religions because they considered it as impure and incompatible with the pursuits of a spiritual life. On the other hand, Tantra takes a different approach here. It says that uncontrolled sex is a cause of decay, but the use of sexuality in a controlled manner, in accordance with the golden rule of sexual continence, is a way to make great spiritual progress. Yes, not every kind of sexuality is damaging for spiritual evolution. Only sex followed by ejaculation, and respectively an explosive discharge in the case of women. This is a radical attitude, because it turns lovemaking from an enemy of spiritual life into a friend. Instead of running from it, Tantra embraces it. As you know, by seeing lovemaking as impure, many religions created a state of unnecessary tension. Lovemaking is a natural act. It is a basic need for the human being. The role of sexual continence and Tantra is to remedy this situation by showing how both sexuality and spirituality can coexist and enhance one another. In Tantra, the sexual potential, i.e. sperm and sexual secretions, are considered a vast source of energy. This energy is clearly perceived by anyone when he or she is sexually aroused. It comes as the sensation of sexual pleasure. The transformation of the sexual potential into energy is called transmutation. When transmutation of sexual fluids takes place, matter is converted into energy. We all know that basically all matter is energy. Einstein said that E equals mc to the power of 2. Remember? A huge amount of energy is compressed in each atom, each electron and photon. But Tantra says that humans can tap into this extraordinary source at will if they follow a correct and constant practice. The practice of sexual continence is not that easy, but we all know that no valuable achievement in life is easy to come by. Tantra can be a real pleasure, but still, you have to work for it, and this is a demanding undertaking. However, the end results are beyond any imagination. Imagine a nuclear plant. In the reactors, matter is converted into energy. Then transformers are used to convert this energy, and wires are used to transport it anywhere there is need for it. The same process, analogically, happens in the human body. The sexual fluids are the source. The nadis are the paths for the energy to travel through the subtle body. And the destinations are the seven planes of the human being. Vital, sexual, willpower, emotional, creative, mental and spiritual, as described by the yoga system. When you practice sexual continence consecutively for at least a month, you will start to perceive great positive effects in your body. Your health will be improved and your vitality will be at its peak. You will be full of a radiant force and constantly be in a very good mood. All your complexes and fears related to sexuality will disappear and you will feel completely free. When making love, you can make it last many hours on end without ever becoming exhausted. After making love, you won't feel tired and drained of energy anymore, but you will experience exactly the opposite, a very powerful inner force. After making love, you will not be less affectionate to your lover, but you will feel a deep state of love, which will deepen with each tantric sexual encounter. Practicing sexual continence will make your loved one very happy, even if she does not practice sexual continence herself, and this is true for both sexes. You will quickly find the lost happiness that you had in the beginning of your relationship, and any feelings of boredom and loss of interest will disappear. But the biggest advantage of sexual continence is the use of the sexual energy as a power that will amplify your feelings of love, your mental power, your will, and ultimately your spiritual force. This is why Tantra uses sexual energy instead of letting it be wasted, turning a potential enemy into the greatest of allies. Everybody wants to be happy. This is the ultimate wish of any human being. But problems appear when people try to define happiness. What is happiness for some is indifference or even suffering for others. Even if all seems relative, the spiritual paths found out that some types of happiness are more enduring and profound than others. With regard to sexuality, Tantra found that sexual continence is the way to achieve the deepest, most enduring happiness in a couple. The relation between Tantra and lovemaking is not one of sweet, comfortable abandon, but one of hard work, knowing that the end result is worth every effort.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the state of divine happiness. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: the state of divine happiness. Let us begin.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.